The New York State Attorney General's office has been trying to set up a central charity database for the September 11th victims. The idea is to coordinate how the donations are being spent. The American Red Cross, the country's biggest charity, had opted out. Dr. Bernadine Healy of the Red Cross said files will not be shared under any circumstances. Now the Red Cross says it probably will go along with the database plan. John Clisby, a vice president for disaster relief, explains.
I think what's changed is discussions about ways in which names can be kept confidential, not made directly available to any other agencies or any governmental entities, and the people with whom we're working will still have the opportunity to give us the permission or deny us that permission.
But surely if it's a database, some government entity would have to be comparing input from here, input from there, and checking it against the name of the recipient.
I'm not certain that that's true. I think it's possible that, as I understand it, an independent entity might be able to carry that function out in an entirely confidential manner.
You mean an outside accounting firm?
That's something like that, I suppose, is possible, yes.
There was concern in the Red Cross, I know, that people who are illegal immigrants would especially suffer if the names became public, became known.
That's an example of an individual who might not want their name released and would not choose to give us permission to do so.
There's been other criticism of the Red Cross I want to ask you about, and I want to make sure of my facts here, is that the Red Cross would give, well, in plain language, a rich person's family the same amount of money as a minimum wage person's family.
Mm-hmm. What we've attempted to do is provide people with what they need to get through the immediate emergency with which they're faced. And we have found that there have been people, regardless of level of hypothetical income, when they lose that access to income, they're faced with bills that have to be paid and don't have the resources to pay them, regardless of the amount of money they've been earning in the past. Now, certainly, as we look into the future, I think all agencies involved, governmental and non-governmental, have to look at the disproportionate impact it's had on people depending on their income before the disaster occurred. But the American Red Cross fundamentally attempts to help people deal with the immediate emergency at hand and get them through that. And if a person has one level of rent that they have to pay, then we want to make sure that that's covered. And if somebody else has a different level of rent, we want to be sure that that's covered too.
Dr. Clisby, are you getting too much money that you can actually handle in this situation? I've seen one figure that was $555 million. You may have an updated figure there.
What I'm aware of now is $529 million, but when we're talking that's that amount of money, obviously, we're talking about a lot of money. I believe it's manageable, and over the long term, we will, in fact, use it, as we have committed to do, to meet the needs of the people who've been impacted and to help deal with this whole issue of terrorism. I think we have been pleased with the rate at which we have been able to get money into people's hands. That's our commitment. Dr. Healy made it very clear from the very beginning that money that was donated to us at this time and designated for this disaster will be spent on this disaster, not on hurricanes.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.
From Falls Church, Virginia, John Clisby of the American Red Cross.